This is Breakfast with Paul Kennedy.
Let's talk about coronavirus and speaking to your kids about this because schools may even be shut down a little earlier, heading off to holidays a bit earlier. That's the word around town. That's what the parents are talking about in the schoolyard. To give you some advice on how you might help the kids get through this with less anxiety, not more, Dr. Charlotte Keating, child psychologist, joins us here. Charlotte, how are you?
I'm well, thanks, Paul. Thanks so much for having me.
We don't want to scare people. We don't want to elevate their stress levels. So let's go the other way. How can we handle this with our little ones?
Look, exactly. And you know, interesting to know, perhaps, you know, clinically, I think parents, when I see them in clinical practice, it's the parents who I think are more anxious and perhaps more fearful than, you know, kids are, even though, you know, essentially schools might be changing. And in fact, Paul, there's a lot of change that is going on each day, and it's, you know, it's one day to the next change becomes, you know, gets more change.
So some kids are getting sent home for sneezing. From school.
And I think, you know, part of the message parents need to give to their kids is in a really calm and sort of reassuring way that it's okay for them to feel a bit anxious about that or a bit fearful about, you know, what sort of seems to be quite uncertain. For parents to really listen to their kids, you know, what did actually happen at school? How are they being treated? Mm. What's going on? How are they feeling? Really just sort of validate it, to check in, but then also to realise at what level you can give them information. You know, is it age appropriate? Is it developmentally appropriate, the sort of information you're giving them about COVID? Because, you know, kids kind of join the dots when they don't have all the information and they don't quite understand.
Yep.
And especially if parents are feeling quite sort of stressed themselves and they're not sort of honest and transparent perhaps with, you know, with the information, that can just create sort of more stress. So
you know what I reckon might be the biggest stress is, is not even the threat of the virus itself, but the stress from the parents, particularly those who have got casual work, who are no longer going to be able to work. If the schools close down, parents aren't going to be able to send their kids to, you know, to childcare. One or both parents might not be able to earn a living. That's going to be the biggest stress, isn't it?
Absolutely. And we know too, according to sort of Mission Australia, there's 12,000, you know, students who are sort of 12 years and younger who are actually living rough and doing it tough. And so school is actually a safe refuge for them. Mm. So there really are significant, you know, considerations that have to be, you know, I guess, thought through prior to closing schools down. But at the same time, when we think about, you know, the approach that does need to be taken, it's really about saying, okay, well, if kids are a point of contact for a lot of people and, you know, we are trying to protect the vulnerable in the community, we're trying to reduce the risk of spread, then we do need to take some really, you know, critical measures at times to make sure that, you know, we don't overburden the health system and that people are able to access care when they need. So from the point of view of parents reducing the stress of the kids, empower them with what they need to do their part to keep themselves safe, you know, washing their hands appropriately, you know, sing happy birthday whilst they do it so that they know the timing required. Check the World Health Organization website for how you actually wash your hands properly.
Yeah.
Get your information from the Department of DHHS, you know, the government website. It's got all the information on it. And obviously cough into your elbow, sneeze into a tissue or your elbow, get rid of that afterwards. Just teach them those habits that make them feel they've got a sense of control over themselves and surrounds.
That's great advice. Dr. Charlotte Keating, a psychologist. I'm not a psychologist, but I would urge parents to also watch your kids wash your hands, because my kids lie about that. They go into a room. There's no way they could wash their hands in that time that they've been
there. Yeah, Dad, I've done it.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. But that's just my kids. I'm sure all of the other kids out there are a bit better than that. Thank you very much for the advice.
Thanks for having me.
And de-stress out there.
This is Breakfast with Paul Kennedy.